Have you ever wondered what it would sound like if I had no voice? Find out on episode 58 of Bits of Brit. This is Bryn. I am so sick. I have no voice whatsoever. It was worse 48 hours ago. Thank heavens for amoxicillin. This podcast is about changes in my life and consequences of some of the decisions that I've been making recently. I have been burning the candle at both ends. I've been putting way too much on my plate, and, you know, I'm out of wax, there's no more room, and all of this is just falling on the floor, the plate's broken, it's time to start over. And I am so sick as a result to my, overworking myself, not getting enough sleep, being too stressed out over too many things. I'm too young to have a midlife crisis, so I have to make some major changes in my life. And, you know, I'm very ill. I had to cancel a gig on Thursday, and I had to go and sleep instead because I was too sick to sing. I said I didn't want to get any of the residents sick. That was what I said, so I could not have to go and perform. But I was thinking, if I was in any other situation of maybe a celebrity that had been, that maybe I was an established artist and I had a gig at the E Center or something and I was sick and I couldn't sing, I wouldn't have the luxury of canceling a performance. Instead, I would have a producer or some charismatic, persuasive, powerful, rude person waving a drug in my face saying, "Take it and go sing." And it would be very difficult to refuse something like that in the situation. That's how probably most of the celebrities get hooked on uppers and downers. They run themselves ragged. They're so sick and they have to perform. And so someone says, "Hey, here's a miracle pill that'll solve all of your problems." And so they take it. But then they have to take more. They have to take downers. And eventually they're addicted to these drugs. And it's not just a temporary fix anymore. It's a lifestyle. And sometimes it kills them. I know that this isn't a good idea. Everybody knows that uppers and downers are dangerous because Marilyn Monroe and Elvis Presley are dead. But it doesn't stop people from forcing celebrities to take these drugs. And if I had to perform on Thursday, I would have done a terrible job. And, you know, I never thought... I suppose I can see why someone would take these drugs. I would never do it myself. I would rather lose a few thousand dollars, a record label, and a career than be dead. That's just me. I can see how people would give in to that sort of pressure. It's intense, and it's so tempting. You don't want to be sick anymore. You want to be productive. You want to be worth something. So you take it, and you perform, and you're energetic, and you can do things. But it's really killing you. It's not happiness. It's not success. I was talking to Jason Deere. I went to one of his seminars over the summer, and he said the most important thing, if you want to succeed at anything, is to take care of yourself. Get plenty of sleep. Eat healthy. Exercise. Be happy. I don't sleep. I get 3.5 to 4 hours of sleep every night, even though I wake up at 5:30 to get to school on time. And it's just, I've been living a very unhealthy lifestyle, and it's time to start cutting back. I've been trying to do so many things. I'm trying to do a podcast, learn how to play the guitar, sing, and graduate from high school 2 years early. So, we had a big discussion. I think it was on my birthday. No, it was the week after my birthday, the 18th. And I've decided to cut back on electronic high school. I'm not going to make my goal of graduating 2 years early. My health cost me my 4.0 average this term because I was so sick and so busy I couldn't organize my homework properly, and I got a B in world history because several of my assignments were too late. And, you know, I'm really upset about that. It's one of my really big goals. And if I'm going to lose my grades over an unhealthy lifestyle, you know, something's got to give. I'm not going to let that happen again. And so, I'm not going to do electronic high school. I'm going to wait until the summers to do that. And this podcast, I'm not going to stop doing it. Don't worry about that. I'm going to cut back the frequency. I'm going to do it once a month. By cutting down on the frequency of the podcasts, I think that I can cut back the stress as well, because I've been trying to do 4 podcasts a month, and I've been failing at that. But it's not that I'm skiving it off. I'm spending all my time doing the wrong things. I'm doing 1,000 cuts in the song, and I'm doing the voiceover 1,000,000 times, and I'm wasting all of this time and producing no results. And so, by cutting back the podcast to 1 polished show a month, I can focus my energy on original music instead of podcasts that don't get finished. I'm gonna have an original song for every podcast, starting with this one. I'm gonna try to do more than one. I'm gonna have 1 original song, a cover, and if I'm lucky, a song played on the guitar. And I'm not gonna be able to watch American Idol anymore either. I'm afraid it's a very large time constraint, and that probably means I won't be voting anymore, which is a shame, because I really like doing that. It's kind of fun being involved in that way. But if I don't worry about watching American Idol and keeping the coverage current, I can watch it when it's convenient for me, instead of having to stay up until midnight watching American Idol and voting and things like that on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I think I'm going to cut back so much stress in my life, and I'm going to be able to breathe easy and sleep, and hopefully my podcast will improve, because I'll have original material, and maybe my listeners, my listener base will grow. And I think with these changes, I'm going to see benefits all across the board in every aspect of my life by starting taking care of myself before I worry about projects. I don't like being sick, and I want to do everything that I can to not be sick, because, you know, I'm really young to drive myself into the ground, and I want to have a career, and I'm not going to get that by going to bed at 2:30 in the morning and doing 1,000 things. So I'm going to implement these changes in my life, and hopefully I'm going to see some great results. The song of the week this week is an original song. I co-wrote this song with one of my very good friends at my school. His name is Kodiak, and he is a genius on the guitar. You'll be able to hear his playing in this recording that I'm going to share with you. We wrote this song together during our writing class at school that we take together. And I'm really pleased with how this song turned out. I'm not going to tell you the story behind the song, because we tried to fold it. We tried to fold the story inside of the lyrics, because one of Sting's songwriting quotes is, I think, well, let's see, I don't know if I can quote it perfectly. I'll paraquote it, or whatever the word is. He says that, I think the craft of songwriting is to fold your meaning inside something else, so the listener has the joy of finding it themselves. So I'm not going to spoil it for you. I want this song to mean something different to everyone. This performance was a live performance at my school, and it was just so exhilarating being able to perform this and share it with the student body. And now I get to share it with the world through this podcast, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. This song is called Explosions in the Blue. It's
my heart doesn't. Here we go. And that's it. Oh, oh. Actually, stage left.
Now,
first Fantastic Cheers!
I'd like to take this time to thank everyone so much for staying subscribed to my podcast as I try to sort everything out and find a great schedule that works for me. And I really appreciate all of you that listen to what I have to say every time that I have a podcast. And I love being able to communicate and connect with you guys. It just means so much. Thank you. See you guys. Bye.